yeah. Men's Night Out, next Friday. You can sign up now at hopecollege.com/campusministries. Happy Friday, y'all. Welcome. Second weekend. Hey, we've got some visitors checking out Hope College. We want to welcome you to our beloved community. Yes, we're so glad you're here. Hey, one quick announcement. Two ministries are starting up this week. One is for women. Renewed begins this Sunday at 4 p.m. Email renew@hope.edu for the location. And men, the Uprooted ministry begins this Monday at 8 p.m. in Graves in room 204. So if you would like to check out those ministries, and those ministries are really dedicated for anyone who's kind of struggling with pornography, anyone who's been caught in addictions of some kind, this is a no-shame environment, but just a place for support for people to come together and talk about real life. So check those out this weekend. It's the second Friday into our kind of journey into the semester. It's time where we kind of all kind of take a deep breath, kind of settle in for the long haul dog days of winter. And as we step into this, I got a couple just kind of pastoral or quasi-fatherly things I just want to say. Here's the first. I want to remind you that it's winter. Now, we've had a mild winter so far. It didn't really snow in November. We got a couple little snowflakes in December. But it's January, y'all, in Michigan, up north. Winter is here, but I can tell that some of you are in denial. And how do I know that? Because of the way you dress. Anders, pop up here. Okay. So let's take Anders here. Anders, what year are you?
I'm a freshman.
He's a freshman. Yeah. I've got a little love there. Let's say Anders is a typical, average Hope College guy. Now, yesterday, I walked outside, and I saw the brother walking out in shorts and a tank top. Not you, a different. It's January. Here's my fatherly advice. Don't be a fool. It's cold outside. You're not fooling anyone. You need the right clothes. So it's, you know, you need a hat, preferably one that goes over the ears. Put that on. All right? You need a coat. Did you wear a coat to chapel today? No, you didn't. That doesn't count. You need a coat. Son, it's cold outside. Yeah. Now, some of you, this might cramp your shot. You need a scarf. This is not aesthetic. This is functional. Okay, it bottles up all that heat. I like to do a little loop around like that. You put that right through there. Woo!
That's nice.
Yeah. You put that, tuck that in there. Here we go. All right, those aren't going to cut. Take those shoes off. Put those boots on. You need boots. Okay, winter's the great equalizer of beauty. Everyone gets to not be beautiful in winter. Put the boots on. And then the last thing you really, really need is you need gloves. You need the big industrial strength gloves. Put those on. Yeah. Okay. This is just my fatherly heart. It's winter. There's no such thing as bad weather, just bad gear. Winter. Dress properly. Okay. You can get down now. I want you to wear that all chapel. Go. Yeah. That's a little triggification. All right. Yes. You know, you hear me, yeah? Can I get an amen? Yeah, okay, all right, let's take care of each other. Here's the second thing I want to say, just as we settle into the semester. It's some pastoral wisdom, but kind of fatherly wisdom. And it's wisdom that if we can master, not only as individuals, but as a community, it will utterly transform this college. I believe with all my heart it will utterly transform your life. Not just in this season of college, but long after. It'll transform your work, your vocation. It'll transform your relationships, a potential marriage. Wherever you go, if you can master this wisdom, what I call the quick, slow, slow. The quick, slow, slow. Say it with me. Quick, slow, slow. Quick, slow, slow. Quick, slow, slow. All right, if you can master the quick slow slow or the quick slow slow, you will be positioned in life to be somebody that flourishes, grows, and will grow ever deeper in your love for God and your love for his world. The wisdom is inspired by James chapter 1, verse 19 through 21. Listen to these words from the book we love, The Bush That Burns and Is Never Consumed. James writes this: "You must understand this, my beloved." I love it when how he begins that. "You must understand this, my beloved." Like he's a father talking to his children. "You must understand this, my beloved. Let everyone be quick to listen, slow to speak, and slow to become angry. For your anger does not produce the righteousness of God. Therefore, rid yourself of all sordidness and rank growth in wickedness, and welcome with meekness the implanted word that has the power to save your soul." Friends, this is the word of the Lord. Quick, slow, slow, says James. Be quick to listen, slow to speak, and slow to become angry. Quick to listen. You know the old proverb wisdom: God gave you two ears and one, as if God was trying to teach us something about the importance of listening. And he is. Listening, truly listening, not just hearing words, but listening to what the words mean, is one of the hardest things to master in life. But if it is something we master, puts us in a posture where we can love God and love this world with a new kind of joy, authenticity, respect. Because when you really pause to listen to someone, to hear what they say, to quiet your own internal voices and your own agendas, to really hear them, what they're feeling, what they're thinking, when you're listening to someone, even in a book, and you're reading their argument, that it is a form of, it's a form of dignifying someone else. To really listen to someone is to honor them. Have you ever been with somebody, a friend maybe, or maybe it's a family member, maybe a professor, who you sit down and you feel like you're the only one in the room because they just dial in and they listen? If you've ever experienced that, doesn't that feel like love? Nothing was even done or said, but that moment felt like I was taken seriously. What if we were all quick to listen to each other? I just think it would be incredibly beautiful. Nancy Smith in our office, we were talking about this as a team the other day, and she just reminded us the basic truth that in times of conflict, whether interpersonally or as a community, what more often than not all the time, but more often than not, what people are really, really looking for isn't to be right, but to be heard. Let's be the kind of people, the kinds of Christians, the kinds of followers of Jesus that are quick to listen. And then slow to speak and slow to become angry. And that can be hard because when you're listening to somebody, you might hear something you don't like or you don't agree with, and something gets tripped inside of you and you're quick to speak. You want to put up your hand right away. And this, my friends, the Academy, Hope College, this is a talking kind of place. There's lots of chatter all over. That's what we're here for, to learn how to empower your voice, to speak out loud. But even as you do that, be slow, be cautious. It doesn't say never speak, it says be slow to speak. And we've got even more opportunity to speak now. We've got Facebook and Twitter. I just learned about the Snapchat. Y'all talking on the Snapchat? I don't understand the Snapchat, but you're talking. on it. There's lots of different ways for us to talk. It's not just with our voices now. Be slow. Slow on that paw, on that post, maybe. Be slow in that situation when you know you can kind of like talk behind somebody else's back. Be slow. Be careful with your tongue. It is a powerful, powerful instrument that you have. Be quick to listen. Slow to speak, and slow, my friends, to become angry. And this is now getting down in the deep things of our soul, where we're at. Slow to become angry. We hear something, and maybe it trips something in us, and we want to raise our hand, we want to tweet something out, we want to post, we want to say something, we want to confront, and honestly, it comes out of that kind of deep, deep anger. I don't know about you, but in my life, the things I most regret are the things that I have said out of anger. That moment when I just didn't catch it. I just didn't push the pause button. I'm not saying, and the Bible is not saying, there aren't things to be legitimately angry about. There are. Jesus went into the temple. He overturned the money changers. He did not want a place of prayer to become a den of robbers, and I still don't think he does. There are legitimate things to be angry about in this world. This is Civil Rights Week at Hope College. There are legitimate things, injustices, where people have not been heard. There are things we need to be upset about. Martin Luther King taught us quick, slow, slow. He didn't teach us not to be angry. He taught us how to be slow with it, how to be deliberate, how to use that as an instrument for God's glory. Be quick, slow, slow. Right now I'm reading The Lord of the Rings with my son Trigvi at night, and we're just past that part where we've been introduced to the ants. Do you know the ants? They're like the caretakers of the forest. Treebeard is their general. I want to be a Treebeard. Treebeard says this to the little hobbits. He says, "Do not be hasty. That is my motto." My friends, be quick, slow, slow. Quick to listen, slow to speak, slow to become angry. Do not be hasty. And how do we do that real quickly? Because our time is running out. Simply this: root out all the sordidness, rank growth of wickedness. In other words, get rid of the sin in your life. You know what that is. Get rid of it. Uproot it. Tear it out. Throw it away. And then welcome with humility, meekness, the implanted word that has the power to save your soul, because that word is pointing to Jesus, and Jesus is the means of our salvation. Amen? My friends, go in peace to love and serve the Lord.